Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm Jill and I'm here with Carlene. We're coming in hot like we do every single Wednesday, right into your feeds. Howdy, Carlene.
Hey Jill, howdy. Howdy back at ya. And welcome everyone. We are two beauty editors turned podcasters and we are delivering the damn good content once again, from founders to product reviews and interviews with the most bold-faced names in beauty like Hailey Bieber and Kate Hudson. But let's be honest, nothing gets our audience more riled up and raring to go than a skincare expert dropping some serious tips.
Oh, yes. And today we've got a real one. We are welcoming one of the most sought after facialists in the game, Joanna Vargas. Hello. Her spas are in New York and in LA, and they're frequented by celebrities like Rachel Brosnahan, Mindy Kaling, and Maggie Gyllenhaal. And, you know, we caught up with Joanna just after the Oscars. And so she had been in town for a whole week. And that's all she was doing was red carpet skin prep. She has some of the most trusted hands in the game. And by the way, if I go to New York, I'm definitely going to be checking out her outpost in Brooklyn. Apparently, it's going to be like 10,000 square feet. Like, sign me up.
Oh, my gosh. Can't wait. And this is Joanna's sophomore appearance on our show. We got to chat with her in episode 154 that dropped back in January 2021. If you haven't listened, definitely go back and check that out. She talks to us all about how to protect your skin's moisture barrier. So important. That was a co-Zoom chat. I just made that up. I'm coining that term. That was like all the frickin' Zooms we did over COVID. But this time we had the great pleasure of kicking it in person with Joanna. It was so lovely to meet her.
It really was. She's so sweet. And, you know, we're also going to try to upload this conversation to our YouTube channel as well, because we did do it in person where we were graced with the presence of really nice lighting. So please subscribe to us over there. You can find us at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Yeah, still getting used to my angles, though. I need to figure that out. Of course,
driving on national television for 10 years.
Well, see, you know, I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway, Joanna's celebrity clients really flock to her for her legendary triple crown facial. It's called. She combines microdermabrasion, microcurrent, and oxygen infused therapy to smooth, firm, and deliver that immediate radiant glow.
And, you know, she's really on that cutting edge. She uses tons of pro tools. She has this like patented LED Revitalite bed, it's called. It's developed from NASA studies. And like, I want one in my house, I swear.
Yeah, you lie down in it, right?
Yes. Yes. That's all I like. How lazy can I get? You know, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, me too. I want to wake up looking younger every day. Benjamin Button me.
Yeah, exactly. 20 years younger. And Joanna, you know, she's also a huge proponent of glowing from the inside out. In fact, her book that she debuted, I believe it was in 2020, or tons of like tips and tricks for looking good from the inside out. And I really appreciate that about her approach too. Like, she's got this high tech stuff, but also, you know, taking care of your diet and your well-being.
Yeah, it's a 360 approach. And of course, she has an eponymous skincare line as well, you know, to keep up those results in between appointments.
I tried the Twilight Night Serum, which is, you know, she also has a night cream, and both of those have EGFs in there, like epidermal growth factors, which we talk about in great detail in this episode. And I was happy to have that discussion because I feel like people are kind of sleeping, as it were, on EGF and as part of, you know, their aging skincare routine.
She just dropped some serious knowledge all the way around. Consider this your how-to guide to majorly upgrade your skincare routine. We kind of touch on a bit of everything. So summer school is in session.
We ask her all about at-home tools. I know we can talk about that. We could talk about that topic every single week, and people still ask us what's really worth it for at-home tools. We also ask her about her best secrets for treating puffiness, because that's such a challenge.
Plus, she shares her personal routine. Like, what is she eating to get her own glow from the inside out? What's her favorite exercise, and so much more. And of course, every single thing we discuss, we'll link to over on our website at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Welcome back, Joanna Vargas. This episode is brought to you in part by Fast Growing Trees. Carlene here, and it's gardening season at the Higgins Gregoire household. But guess what? I actually have a black thumb. Now, my husband, we discovered this a few years ago. He has an obsession for gardening. And when I say obsession, I mean he is at it every single weekend. People come by our house and say that his pots could be award-winning because they're practically exploding by the end of the season. I'm more of the support person. Like, I sit there with a cooler on the porch and just kind of, you know, entertain him. But this season, our birch tree in the front has grown so tall and so thick that it's really shady underneath. So Kevin looked at me the other day and he was like, what plant should I plant under here that will like survive in this shade? And I'm sitting there going, I don't know. Like, why are you asking me? But then I discovered fastgrowingtrees.com. So I plugged in that I was looking for an outdoor plant. I was able to filter by light. So I put in full partial shade and boom. Hostas, apparently those work great under shady conditions. Hostas or a wasabi plant, which look pretty cool too. You can even plug in your zip code and it will filter by growing zone as well. So you can really curate for your unique climate. So everything from Meyer lemon trees to evergreens, even house plants geared to your specific needs. Not only did I get instant expert advice, they offer fast, reliable shipping as well. Like, why go and wait in a long, sweaty lineup and break your back trying to lift a shrub into your trunk when you can get it shipped to your door in just a few days? And now maybe my husband won't be taking the car all the time on the weekend, so I can get back to my weekly manicures already, you know? I mean, I found him his dream hostas at a great price, and Fast Growing Trees has a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. He should be paying for my manicures. That's teamwork right there. Join over 1.5 million happy Fast Growing Tree customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/beauty now to get 15% off your entire order. Get 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/beauty. And now back to the show.
Hey friends, my name's Olivia Perez, and I'm an entrepreneur, journalist, and the host of the Friend of a Friend podcast. Every Monday, I meet with some of today's youngest and brightest entrepreneurs to make space to tell their stories and shine a light on who I believe to be the next generation of luminaries. I'll interview up-and-comers and game changers, from brand builders to personalities, activists, artists, and thought leaders from around the world. Each episode lets you be a fly on the wall during one of the greatest pep talks, like a conversation between you and a friend, or a friend of a friend. See you there.
We are thrilled that you're back with us this time live and in person.
Thank you for having me.
So we wanted to get some tips on how to upgrade your skincare routine at home. And we know that when people come to you before the Oscars mm-hmm. or like before a big event, you know, summer events, wedding, that kind of thing, you're really known for your triple crown facial. I understand mm-hmm. that's really popular. Combination of microdermabrasion, microcurrent, oxygen infused therapy. Is there any element to this facial that people can do at home?
Well, I mean, there are devices that you could purchase at home, but you know, the nice thing about microcurrent is that it focuses a lot on lymphatic drainage. So lymphatic drainage is something that you can do with your two hands by yep. massaging your face, or you can do with a gua sha, or, you know, I'm not a super huge fan of the jade roller because mm-hmm. people tend to use it like a vacuum cleaner, like back and forth right. instead of driving, you know, the lymph to your lymph nodes so that your face can depuff.
Right.
But all of those things are ways of getting lymphatic drainage to work on you and to contour the face. And certainly when you massage your face upward, hand over hand, just real simple massage, you can really increase circulation. It's very lifting for the skin. And when you wake up tired, there's nothing better than, you know, giving your face a 5-minute massage.
What's beside your sink, Joanna, yeah. when you're really tired and you're like, oh, okay, I'm doing this at home.
I'm doing the 5-minute lymphatic massage. It's the next day after the Oscars. What are you reaching for?
Well, as you know, I have my own product line. So typically I'll use my rescue serum, which is a vitamin C squalene serum. Yeah. It has nice slip in it. Squalene is great because it's very similar to our own oil in mm-hmm. our own sebum. So it doesn't make you break out. So I put an extra generous portion of that on my face. And then I just do like a hand over hand. I do my neck. I do upwards on my cheeks. I do my temples, forehead. And I, you know, do a little massage around the eyes as well. And it really has good slip for that 5-minute facial mm-hmm. yeah. to make you really look refreshed.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious because I feel like there has been an explosion of at-home skin tools mm-hmm. at like devices mm-hmm. and gadgets and that. And they're quite expensive.
Yeah.
And I've heard from some facialists, some dermatologists that there are really some certain mm-hmm. popular ones where they're like, they're not really doing anything. I'm curious what you think is worth the money for at home. If you can't get it to the Joanna Vargas studio.
So one thing that I recommend to all of my clients, especially the ones that travel a lot, all the actresses, there's a face mask by a company called Current Body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This one I have heard recommend. This mm-hmm. has come up a few times on our show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So I don't get paid by them. Like okay. I have no relationship with that company whatsoever. I'm just a fan. Mm-hmm. I have their face mask and they have like a neck and décolleté attachment to it. And it's made of really rubbery silicone.
It's very pliable. I have this too.
Yeah. yeah. So it attaches to your head and molds to your face with Velcro. And that to me makes the most sense. The lights are on your face, on your skin.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I use it even when my daughter twisted her ankle the other day and we put it on her ankle and it reduced the inflammation from the injury. It really does work. It's yeah. really great. And it's in that middle range. It's not the most expensive yeah. LED on the market. I don't think people need to spend $1,000 on an LED device for at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing I also like about it is that it's chargeable. You could use it in the car on the way to work in the morning, which I have done.
Driving?
Well, not on my face, but on my...
I was going to say, this reminds me of that TikTok with the guy driving around with the Jason mask and he yeah. stops at the light and the people are like, what the... Mm.
I think I'd be pulled over by the police.
Yeah, if I weren't. I'm not sure that would be safe.
But I do get tennis elbow. I play tennis, so I have it on my arm sometimes when yeah. I'm driving or like if my husband's driving, I'll put my hands in or something yeah. like that. It's
very efficient.
It's great. It's a great little thing that you can travel okay. with. And
so it's all about reducing inflammation, that the red LED light.
Yes. Inflammation okay. is the precursor to anything that occurs on the skin that mm-hmm. we don't like. Let's say, you know, uneven pigment, fine lines and wrinkles, a loss of elasticity.
Yeah.
Inflammation has to occur first.
before that will start to occur on the surface of the skin. So when you have that in your mind, you want to reduce inflammation as best you can. Yeah.
How many days of the week to see a difference? I got to see a difference. Make it worthwhile.
Well, you know, you don't want to, I get this question a lot. Can I use it every day? The answer is you don't want to overuse anything that will make your body think it doesn't need to do something on its own. Mm-hmm. The body self-corrects a lot. Mm-hmm. The body synthesizes collagen and reduces inflammation on its own. We're just trying to encourage it to do it more efficiently and better. So once or twice a week, but you kind of have to stick to it. When I first introduced LED, you know, 18 years ago in my salon, I made people come once a week for 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. They weren't allowed to try it unless they committed to doing it 12 weeks in a row. And I said, for the first three, you're going to have to trust me. And then after that, people will start stopping you and saying, what are you doing to your skin? Mm-hmm. And it would happen over and over and over again. Hmm. So if you're willing to trust me for the first three, I promise you'll get something out of it.
Okay.
And do you think there's a difference between the strength, quote unquote, that you're using in your practice versus the current body or the Dr. Dennis Gross or something?
I can't speak to, I haven't really looked at the specs of Dr. Dennis Gross's mm-hmm. mask, but I can tell you that two things, it's a certain wavelength and then the amount of saturation that your skin gets. Mm-hmm. In other words, how many lights are actually in the device.
Yeah.
So those two things matter the most.
Oh, interesting.
Out of everything. And we're on the same page with the current body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And my LED bed, you know, in my office is, I patented that device. So I know a lot about, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
So the one you lie down in?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I want one of those in my, that's like on my vision board. I'm not joking. First of all, have a house big enough for it. And second of all, have my own LED bed.
I mean, it's a total game changer. So I got that idea because so many women were requesting body parts.
Right.
But they saw a difference in their face and they were like, can you do this on my tummy or my knees or my boobs? So it gave me the idea. And at that way, back at that time, there wasn't anything available. Mm-hmm. So I had one engineered for me.
Wow. So it's like a tanning bed, except it's the total opposite.
Correct. In terms of, the right. name on the patent is the Vargas Healing Bed.
Oh my God. Look at you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you about like nighttime routines, because I think this is where people can kind of go a little off the rails and try too many things at once. Yeah. And I also just wonder if there's any truth to this. We hear this a lot from beauty brands that, you know, our skin is healing at night and this is when you should use this product or this, and it gets in tune with like your circadian rhythm, and it just seems like a tall order. So I'm just wondering if there's a way to level up your nighttime routine, but it's not like making it more complicated.
That's such a great question, because I think beauty should be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I don't know if it's just the overabundance of information that has made everybody so overwhelmed. So for me, the first thing to know is biologically, nighttime is the body's time to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
So everything, you know, that's why sleep is so important. Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting enough sleep, no matter how many products you put on your face at night, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to really understand. I spent a year going to nutrition school, and the biggest takeaway out of everything I learned is that, you know, all the simple stuff that we do for ourselves makes the biggest difference in how we look when we look in the mirror.
Yeah.
So getting enough rest is important. Shutting off from electronics is important. And then when we go into kind of the routine, the first big thing is like you have to give yourself enough time to get everything off of your skin. So a proper 5-minute cleanse, which is like, it'll feel like eons of time because people are just not washing their face properly at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
So get everything off your skin. And then using either a retinol or using an epidermal growth factor serum or moisturizer or both,
mm-hmm.
depending on your skin type, really important, because those things will help assist the body's repair cycle and help you look better in the morning. So if you have super sensitized skin, then you would use epidermal growth factor, and maybe you use retinol once a week.
Right.
For somebody who's struggling with breakouts or somebody who is worried about fine lines or anything of that nature, retinol, you know, should be used a little bit more often, but maybe you could still do one night retinol, one night epidermal growth factor. Those things are game changers in terms of how we wake up in the morning. And a humidifier in the winter really does make a huge difference in the skin.
Yeah, I got to get on that. What about the epidermal growth factors, EGF? What's your favorite brand? Because there's a lot of different brands.
Besides Joanna Vargas?
Yes. Yes. Okay, that one. That goes without saying.
I have to ask what it is, because there's probably some of our listeners out there going, what the heck is epidermal growth factor? Mm-hmm. What is it? And how is that a game changer? Because I feel like retinol, most people know, and all derms always recommend that, mm-hmm. but not so much epidermal growth factor. So how is that mm-hmm. the next big deal?
The idea behind it is that it's very soothing for the skin. It stimulates collagen production. We're talking in theory, or why it's sexy as mm-hmm. a formulator to use it. It's hydrating. It's nourishing. And, you know, when you put it in a product and you house it with things that are also hydrating and nourishing, you get that instant feeling that your skin feels softer.
Okay.
It feels glowier. It feels dewier. We use it a lot when I do microneedling with radiofrequency mm-hmm. in New York. It's something called Morpheus 8. Mm-hmm. So, we put needles into the skin, and then we put my Twilight serum over so that it's going into the channels that we've created mm-hmm. and it helps to heal the skin faster when we use it that way. It also soothes all the inflammation because your skin is really irritated and hot when you're done getting shot with needles and radio frequency yeah. in the face. When you use it at night, it's going to hydrate the skin. It's mm-hmm. going to soothe the skin and help you feel repaired when you wake
yeah.
up.
Yeah. That counterbalance to the retinol that's drying AF, but yeah. also effective.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I used EGF before, I just really noticed the barrier was, it felt like bouncier. I don't know how to describe it, but it was like very healing. And it was like it's not like it made my skin thicker, that I'm saying it wrong, but it was like bouncier. And I felt like the skin barrier was far healthier.
I'm very curious now.
Yes, pumps. That's the word. It's like, you're the professional. That's the word.
It's funny because you can't say, oh, this product is going to make more collagen in your skin. And you can also not say like, this is going to heal you.
Yes.
But so it's kind of hard to find the language to describe it, but it does make your skin feel more plump, more dewy, and you feel it right away when it goes on the skin that, oh, my skin feels calmer. Yeah. And then when you wake up in the morning, you really do see a difference in mm-hmm. your skin.
Okay, great. I love that.
Pausing to share a word in partnership with Sephora. It's June, everyone, which means I'm leaning into dewy summer skin. Why not? And I want to share with you a couple of products that I think are hashtag damn good, like we say around here at Breaking Beauty, to guarantee a glow. And first up is the Ilia Beauty Super Serum Skin Tint SPF 40. I just love that you get skincare benefits built right into this skin tint. It's got squalane in there, which is really hydrating. It also has a mineral-based SPF 40. It blends like a dream. You never look pasty. And the finish is just like chef's kiss. A newer discovery for me is the Westman Atelier Vital Skincare Dewy Foundation Drops. So these are developed by longtime celebrity makeup artist Gucci Westman. Her formula is hydrating and a little bit goes a long way. I actually like to add these into my foundation, or you can wear them on your own. They are kind of a multi-purpose product, I would say. And usually with either of these skin tints, I usually finish with a makeup setting spray to lock in that glow. And you can shop both of these skin tints at Sephora, and they're part of the Clean at Sephora assortment. So, of course, Sephora, they have an amazing selection of clean makeup brands and products, and the clean seal makes it easy to shop and know which products are clean. So this means that they're formulated without ingredients like mineral oil, phthalates, PFA compounds, significant amounts of synthetic fragrance, and much more. So to learn more, visit sephora.com/clean. Once again, you can learn more about the amazing selection of clean makeup brands and products at Sephora when you visit sephora.com/clean. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website.
This episode is brought to you in part by Blissey. Okay, so I discovered something pretty cool for my fellow fine-haired, lazy slash busy types out there. It's the Blissey pillowcase, and it's been helping me wake up without a bird's nest on the back of my head. And don't be fooled thinking this is one of those trendy satin pillowcases, okay? It is not that. Blissey is actually 100% mulberry silk, a luxury all-natural fiber, whereas satin is all synthetic. So it's just like that thrift store vintage polyester top. When you get it on the dance floor, it does not breathe. You're going to walk away with pit stains, right? It's like that. So when you're sleeping on a silk pillowcase, it's actually breathable. It wicks away moisture, and silk is temperature regulating because it has naturally insulating properties. So if you're a hot sleeper like moi, Blissey is going to be so right for you. And in the process, it helps to reduce frizz, tangles, and even helps prevent breakage. I'm completely obsessed with the sleep mask as well. I never sleep without it, especially when I travel. The two of them combined is like your beauty sleep starter kit. And I know what you're thinking. Is this so precious? It's going to be like cashmere socks where I have to hand wash them. No, forget that. Lazy slash busy. I told you. You can throw them in the wash. They're super durable. They come out like new. And they also make the perfect gift because it's one of those things that people don't even know how much they love it until they try it. I mean, smoother hair while you sleep. I was like, yeah, give it to me. So Blissey silk pillowcases are the best ones on the market. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone. Men love them too. They have over 1.5 million raving fans. You could be the next one. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissey.com/breaking and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/breaking and use code breaking to get an additional 30% off. You'll wake up feeling better than ever.
Let's talk about how to upgrade someone's routine who's dealing with, you know, congested skin, their tone and texture needs to be smoothed out. Is there like a piece of advice that you would give that person to maybe try and upgrade their regular skin routine?
I would definitely say to try to use a cleanser with salicylic acid because not only is it exfoliating, it's also an anti-inflammatory as an ingredient. So that would be helpful for keeping the pores clean in between facials. Also, I would probably twice a week use some type of scrub that also had like a lactic acid, which is gentle, or a mandelic acid, which is gentle for the skin to help keep it clean more deeply. And then I would probably also stay away from using like a bath towel to dry the skin because you might be transferring bacteria onto your towel and then putting it back on your face every day, which people don't think about it, but probably a lot of texture and breaking out has to do with more of a simple, like, you know, use a paper towel to dry your face or let it dry naturally before you put your product on. And, you know, I would try to stay away from trying to overly scrub it because that'll spread bacteria as well. And then, you know, clinically, I would really use a retinol every night, because that'll clean up texture like nobody's business. And then, you know, microneedling with radio frequency, the Morpheus 8 as a treatment is amazing. Dermaplaning is amazing. You know, any type of clinical acid peel, I would see a regular facialist. If you're struggling with texture issues and you're not sure what to do, I think having the guidance of a great facialist, there's really no substitute for that. Somebody can dig in and really help you decode that. I think when people have an acute issue like texture or breakout, they tend to just keep on going back to Sephora and buying more and more and more product when typically less is more. And the more touching and interfering that you do, the more it's,
making,
you know,
it worse.
When
you said that thing about the towel, I just flashed back to... Do you know what I'm going to say?
I saw your little face. I didn't know what you were thinking.
I don't know if you remember this, but like, I remember a headline was going around years ago about jock face.
Yeah.
Remember? It was like, don't use the towel that your boyfriend is using for his body. Because it's like, just like you said, you're like using that on your face. Oh, not a good idea.
Also, also clean your makeup brushes, everyone.
Yes. It's again, it's the simple stuff like that. I think people tend to get so caved in about what they're seeing or what they don't want to see in their skin that they're not being thoughtful enough about like what is contributing to that.
Right.
I would definitely look into using a probiotic. I would, you know, eat more salads and make sure that I'm digesting properly and make sure that there's no digestive component associated with what is making me break out. Because again, typically people don't think about it, but it's like, you know, if you're really struggling, there's also a digestive element to all of what's going on your skin.
What about for my fellow sensitive skin girlies out there? What might we be doing to upgrade our routine?
Well, I think we discussed LED. That's a really big one. Mm-hmm. Epidermal growth factor is another really big one. I think using simple soothing products, sunscreen is a big one. Mm-hmm. A hat is a big one. Not over exfoliating the skin is another big one. A lot of people tend to think that like, you know, oh, exfoliation is good. I'm going to do it twice a day. And that would be horrific for somebody with sensitive skin. Cold rollers would be great for sensitive skin because it reduces inflammation, or a gua sha would be great. But then simple stuff, make sure that your diet is really straight and that you're not eating things that are hard to digest, because that will make your skin redder and more inflamed looking. And make sure you're being mindful about your stress levels, that you're getting enough sleep, but also like if you have a stressful job or something going on, that you work taking a walk into your routine, because that'll do wonders for, again, for just keeping you calm, keeping the redness out of your skin.
Yeah. This is the glow from within. Of wisdom written by Joanna Vargas.
Well, I mean, I do think that there's something to be said about like teaching people that, you know, it's not just about buying the right serum, that
totally,
you know, there's a lot, you don't, not everybody has the budget to be like, I'm going to get another bloody blah and add that in and have 20 products. But it really doesn't, that doesn't matter as much as what routine we're doing and how we honor ourselves and, you know, find grace for ourselves. Also, something to be said about diet, like if you're not getting enough fruits and vegetables in your diet, your digestion won't be good anyway. There's a nutritionist here in California that's written a ton of books that I really find very helpful. Her name is Kimberly Snyder, and she has a smoothie called the Glowing Green Smoothie. And it's a smoothie, so it's in a blender instead of juice extracted. And it's like spinach and kale and romaine and parsley and all of this good stuff. And it sounds horrific, but it actually tastes delicious.
I love it. I've made it before.
It sounds awful.
No, you know that one?
I know her, and I've seen like Reese Witherspoon make this. This is a very famous smoothie.
It's a famous smoothie.
I've made it. It's so refreshing, actually.
It's what I eat. It's my lunch every day.
Yeah.
And it's like awesome. It makes your skin look so good.
Yeah.
You're so much healthier. And it's those little tweaks to your life that can be really a game changer.
Is there anything sweet in it, you guys? I mean, it's a salad in a blender.
It's a salad in a blender with a little bit of pear and a little bit of apple. It's it's not gross.
The apple makes it it tastes very fruity, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a green apple.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And like a, I think a half of a pear or something. Yeah. Banana is optional, but I don't really like bananas. So I don't throw that in there, but it's sweet enough.
Yeah.
I mean, my 10-year-old daughter drinks it.
Okay.
I feel like.
I need to get this going. I need a blender.
Vitamix, sponsor us. Also, we love seed probiotics. I know. I'm actually not even joking. I think they're so good.
Really?
I've noticed a difference. Yes.
So I am going to mention another probiotic. It's by a company called Activated You. Have you heard of them?
No.
Maggie Q is an actress who consulted with my friend, Dr. Frank Lippmann, and they have a probiotic that's amazing. And also if the Glowing Green Smoothie sounds really horrifying to you, Activated You has something called Morning Complete, and it's like a green powder, and they have it in cinnamon flavor and in some kind of like fruity flavor, and you could just put that in tea or in water.
Yeah, that's That's pretty much my jam. Just add it to water, shake it. I'm like,
and knock it back.
So yeah. Lazy and busy.
There's a lot of chat online always about acne and dairy. And mm-hmm. do you think that that actually is linked, or in terms of inflammation? And do I need to give up cheese, basically, is what I'm asking you.
I would love for there to be a standard answer mm-hmm. for every person on the planet. But I think that the best thing, the best way to handle that is to cut it out and see if it helps.
Yeah.
And or when you eat it, do you notice anything? So this is something I learned in nutrition school. When you eat something, do you notice something, like feel how your body feels? Do you yeah. notice a lessening in your energy? Do you feel bloated afterward?
Yeah.
Or do you have gas pain or,
yeah.
you know, something? The body's telling you things, but we're not trained to listen to it.
That's right.
So for me, I used to really love eating steak. I was such a, like, you know, I love meat, but so we did that as an exercise and I was like, oh, steak makes me feel horrible. I love the taste of it, but there's nothing good that happens after it leaves my mouth, after I swallow it.
Yeah.
So I just stopped eating it. And the little things like that, like, everybody's different. You know, I wish yeah. there was a cookie cutter answer.
Yeah.
I don't want people to feel bad that they're eating cheese.
Sure, sure.
But if you're really struggling, then the body is telling you something about that.
And what about depuffing? We talked about, like, I'm sure the smoothie would be great, but what are the foods that cause a lot of puffy face?
Sushi, I'll tell you. Salt.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Oh, shit, I thought sushi was healthy.
I mean, not sashimi.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, not the, you know, it's the rice and the salty soy that we like to.
Yeah.
Look at your face the day after you eat sushi. I mean, speaking for myself,
no,
I am
correct.
Like, I look like a puffer fish. It's insane.
I mean, I do too. It's so sad. It is like that. So, like, anything salty, anything that is, you know, glutinous or yeah. sugar filled, or also a big one that nobody likes to talk about is alcohol.
Yeah.
So I don't drink alcohol at all.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody is coming to me, like, for a red carpet, or if somebody's super stressed and has a stressful thing and they're coming for advice on what to do with their face, the first thing I tell them is not to drink alcohol. It's actually going to increase your stress levels because it increases cortisol in the body.
Mm-hmm.
It degrades your collagen. It's going to make you puffy because, you know, your body's holding on to every drop of water. You know, it dehydrates you immediately, but then the after effect is that your body won't let go of anything.
Right.
You
don't sleep as well.
You don't sleep as well.
Yeah.
You may make poor choices when you eat, you know, along with the alcohol comes, you know, like, I'll have another piece of bread, or I'll have dessert, yeah. or whatever. It's
more fries the next
party
day.
Mode, you
yeah.
know? So all of those things are not helpful.
Right.
This episode is brought to you in part by Starface. So I found a product that almost makes me look forward to getting a breakout. I said almost. And of course, that's the adorable star-shaped pimple patches from Starface. You've probably seen them by now all over social media. Even celebrities like Justin Bieber and Bella Hadid have sported them. So what's the magic? The magic is really that Hydra Stars are made from 100% hydrocolloid, which means they're great for absorbing fluid and minimizing any redness while they shrink your spots, with the added benefit for me of not wanting to pick my spot while I have the Hydra Star on it. I also love that they come inside the cutest yellow compact that holds all of your stars, and it has a mirror for easy application. And Starface has just dropped the newest addition to their compact collection called Big Blue. Each compact is filled with 32 of Starface's HydroStar and Salicylic Acid patches, a powerful formula that's been named Best Pimple Patch by Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Bustle, and Women's Health. And Starface has a full lineup of HydroStar pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. There's the original yellow, an extra large size, a colorful multi-pack, a solid black, and they always have cool limited edition drops that go really quickly. So good news for for Breaking Beauty listeners, we have a special offer just for you. If you're ready to start celebrating and decorating your pimples, you can shop the entire Starface collection at starface.world. And for a limited time, all Breaking Beauty listeners are getting 15% off their first purchase when you enter the code Breaking Beauty at checkout. Again, that's 15% off your first starface.world order with the code Breaking Beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show.
What have we missed in terms of upgrading your skincare routine?
You know, I think upgrading your skincare routine is about consistency. Mm-hmm. And it's also about making sure that your routine is working for you. So don't try to set yourself up with like an insane routine that you're never going to get through because you're too tired when you come home at night.
Right.
Pare it down. Don't be afraid to use two products and that's it. Mm-hmm. You know, two products at night, two products for day. That's fine. Or you can use the same things. Like if it's really not you, in your wheelhouse to use different at night. You could use the same things night and day for a while until you get more comfortable with yourself and build your confidence a little bit. Mm-hmm. But really think of your beauty routine to include sleep, exercise, and making better choices with what you're eating during the day. Mm-hmm. What you feed your body matters. An exercise routine that's doable. Like I used to be guilty of this. Like I'm going to exercise every single day for 2 hours mm-hmm. and then I'm going to be super healthy. Well, that would last a day. And you know, I don't have time for that. I have two kids and I have a business. And mm-hmm. so set yourself up for success. Like, is that a 15-minute walk? Is that 5 minutes of yoga? What does that look like for you? And like, does it have to be every day?
Yeah.
Maybe if it's a walk, maybe it should be because that's your time to like decompress after work. Those things are a part of your beauty routine just as much as your vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
So true. I would like people to think more in the wellness realm when it comes to their skin and less focus on just product.
Yeah. I just want to ask you, because you are in the room with a lot of celebrities, some of which we can't name the names, but trust us, she's got her hands on some pretty famous faces. And I feel like that A-plus list clientele, they're always trying new stuff and coming in and being like, have you heard of this?
Totally.
Did you do this? I was in Paris. I saw this. Oh my God. What is something they've told you about recently that you kind of blew your mind, or you were like, I want to try that myself, or does anything come to mind?
I think that the things that people get most excited about are things like the Morpheus 8. I've been doing Morpheus 8 for a couple of years now, and I do it only in New York because in California, estheticians can't do it. That is still to this day the thing that people get most excited about and the thing that shows the biggest difference in one's skin when you do it with regularity.
Wow.
So it addresses uneven pigment. Mm-hmm. It tightens the skin. It increases collagen production. So when the needles are in your face, it's like someone described it as a staple gun. I'm stapling your face with mm-hmm. needles, and every part of your face I can go at different depths. So it's very, very controlled. And once the needles are in your face, we shoot radio frequency in there. And radio frequency is a combination of heat plus radio waves, which is an electric current.
Yeah.
So radio frequency can be delivered from the surface of the skin non-invasively, and it increases collagen production by nearly 20% when you do it in a series. When you put it through the layers of your skin in those needles, it really amps up correcting the collagen. So you can erase fine lines and wrinkles. You can really, I mean, I feel like when I have one done, I get my skin is really, really high and tight. Mm-hmm. So it cleans up sort of the, you know, the imperfections, shall we say, or the fine lines and wrinkles, the uneven pigment, mm-hmm. the texture improves. It even corrects acneic skin. So it can get rid of acne scars. Hmm. It stops you from breaking out as much. And you could do it in a series once a month. You can do for depending on your age and what you're going for, but yeah. It's amazing.
And our last question for you is, what are people doing wrong in their routine that they need to fix?
Stat.
I mean, I think, you know, it goes back to cleanse, exfoliate, sunscreen, the basics. People either over exfoliate or don't exfoliate at all.
Yeah.
Both are wrong. You have to once or twice a week, you know, yeah. Twice a week in warmer months, once a week in cooler, drier months. Cleansing must be done twice a day, morning and night. You need to cleanse, like actually work the cleanser into your skin for multiple minutes mm-hmm. and really massage your face. I always tell clients, use that mirror time to think something nice about yourself or think about something that you did today that you're proud of, because all we do when we look in the mirror is think like negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, giving yourself grace on the day is should be a part of your beauty routine. And then sunscreen, I have a lot of clients that still don't get that sunscreen needs to be like a thing. I mean, in Los Angeles, you know, a hat, sunglasses, I would be crazy if I lived here. I'd be covering every part of my body, but those things really matter. Those things will make a difference in, mm-hmm. in what we see as we get older.
Yeah.
I think aging is a beautiful thing. I've enjoyed getting older a great deal. And there's a lot about me that I think is better at almost 53 years old than I was at 30, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't mind getting older, but I think let's do it in a way that's like mindful and like happy about what we do, you know, and working yeah. things in that make us feel good.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that. And my final question, your favorite sunscreen?
Oh, I have a few. So I do really love, there's a company called MD Solar Science. They have 12 different dermatologists that created that whole line of sunscreens. And those are really great. I struggle with uneven pigment. Mm-hmm. And so those are really, really great. You can get them on Amazon. I also really like Supergoop makes like a sport yeah. stick that's really handy. It really cools down. So one of the things that you should be mindful for with sunscreen is like it should instantly cool the skin. Mm. And again, it goes back to inflammation being the precursor
yeah.
of, you know, everything that happens next. So if it cools down your face, then it's saving your face from, you know, that uneven pigment that you're worried about or fine lines and so forth. So it really cools down the skin when you're outside or exercising or whatever. And the glow drops are really handy and great too. Mm-hmm. Anything SPF 50, but there's another sunscreen that I'm obsessed with personally. It's by a Japanese company called Suku,
oh,
I
yeah.
think.
Obsessed with that brand.
Right?
I've never tried their skincare. I only knew about their makeup.
So
tell me more.
Their sunscreen is a little bit expensive, and by a little I mean a lot. But it's a SPF 50 for the face. Nothing has ever worked better on my personal skin for keeping the pigment away, really reducing, you know, the inflammation in my face. I wear it every day of summer. I wear it to play tennis. I play tennis every day, so I wear it outside, and it's a lifesaver. It doesn't get in your eyes when you sweat. I'm obsessed with that product.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
we loved
you
having
guys.
You back on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's so nice to see you in the flesh.
Yes. I feel like I've got so many new tips to put into practice. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday. Yeah.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.